Welcome to Blazing Language. Today's episode is How Vocabulary is Really Acquired. Many adult language learners begin their journey with the assumption that building a vocabulary is a matter of sheer willpower and memorization. We often picture ourselves with stacks of flashcards or long lists of words and definitions, hoping that if we see a word enough times, it will eventually stick. However, anyone who has tried to memorize a dictionary knows that this approach rarely leads to comfortable communication. To move beyond basic survival phrases, it is essential to understand how vocabulary is really acquired. The process of gaining new words is less about conscious study and more about subconscious absorption. In the field of linguistics, researchers often distinguish between learning and acquisition. Learning is a conscious process, like studying grammar rules or memorizing a list for a test. Acquisition, on the other hand, is the way we picked up our first language as children. It happens when we understand a message. When we focus on the meaning of what someone is saying rather than the mechanics of the language, our brains naturally begin to map new words to their concepts. But there is a significant difference between recognizing a word on a page and being able to use it naturally in a conversation. When we memorize a translation, we create a fragile link between a foreign word and an English word. This is often why we freeze during a conversation. Our brains are working too hard to translate back and forth. Real acquisition happens when the word becomes part of our mental lexicon, which is the internal dictionary our brains use to store language. To truly own a word, the brain needs more than a simple definition. It needs to understand the word's flavor. This includes knowing which words it usually sits next to, its level of formality, and the cultural nuances it carries. This depth of knowledge cannot be forced through rote memorization. Instead, it grows through repeated exposure in different situations. Most linguists suggest that a learner needs to encounter a word in context many times before it becomes a permanent part of their active vocabulary. The most effective way to facilitate this natural growth is through comprehensible input. This concept, popularized by linguists like Stephen Krashen, Akanaan, suggests that we acquire language when we understand messages that are just slightly beyond our current level. If you read a book or listen to a story where you understand about 90% of the content, your brain can use the context to fill in the gaps for the remaining 10%. When you encounter a new word in a story, your brain is doing a massive amount of invisible work. It is looking at the sentences before and after. It is considering the tone of the speaker and the setting of the scene. Because you are interested in the story or the information being shared, your brain prioritizes the new word because it is necessary for understanding the message. This creates a much stronger memory than a word encountered in isolation on a flashcard. While reading is an excellent tool for vocabulary, listening provides a unique advantage for the adult learner. When we listen to a language, we hear the prosody, the rhythm, stress, and intonation of the words. These auditory cues help the brain categorize words more effectively. Hearing a word spoken with emotion or within the natural flow of a sentence provides a hook that helps the memory hold on to it. Listening also forces us to process language in real time, which mimics the way we use language in the real world. By regularly engaging with audio content that is interesting and culturally relevant, we begin to recognize patterns. We start to notice that certain words always seem to appear together. These word pairings, known as collocations, are a hallmark of natural-sounding speech. Through listening, we acquire these pairings effortlessly. This is where resources designed for gradual immersion become so valuable. For example, Blazing Language podcasts provide learners with the opportunity to hear natural language used in cultural contexts. By listening to stories and discussions about how people actually live and think in other cultures, you are not just studying vocabulary. You're experiencing the language in its natural habitat, which makes the acquisition process feel more like a discovery and less like a chore. Because vocabulary acquisition is a gradual process, it requires a shift in perspective. Rather than trying to learn 50 words in a single weekend, it is more effective to spend 30 minutes every day listening to or reading something you enjoy. This sustainable approach prevents burnout and allows the brain to consolidate what it has learned over time. Sleep plays a vital role in this process, as it is during rest that the brain organizes new information and strengthens the neural pathways created during the day. It is also helpful to lower the pressure we put on ourselves. Adult learners often feel frustrated when they forget a word they should know. However, forgetting is actually a natural part of the acquisition cycle. Each time you see a word, forget it, and then see it again in a new context, the connection becomes stronger. Eventually, the word will surface in your mind without you having to go looking for it. Acquiring vocabulary is not a race to reach a specific number of words. It is a journey of deepening your connection to another culture and its people. By prioritizing meaningful input over abstract drills, you allow your brain to do what it was designed to do: find patterns and make sense of the world. When you focus on understanding the culture and the stories behind the words, the vocabulary will follow naturally. This patient, immersion-based approach leads to a more robust and flexible use of the language, allowing you to speak and listen with genuine confidence and ease.